"Is anything the matter?" asked Ahriman. Now he came to think of it, the Watcher hadn't really been itself at the party. It had eaten hardly anything, and talking had seemed an effort. The monster shook his head. "It's nothing," said the middle head in a low voice. "Not anything, really," said the left head. "We're only making a fuss," the right head agreed. By this time, of course, everyone was desperate, and Terence, who had loved the monster from the moment he saw it, put down Rover and came over, quite pop-eyed with concern. "Please," said Ahriman, "you must tell us. That's what friends are for, to share things with." The monster sighed heavily. "Well, it's obvious, really, isn't it?" said the middle head. "I mean, what are wizard watchers for?" said the left head.
"They're for watching for wizards, aren't they?" put in the right head.
Umbles, Aggie and Ribbon were lazing on some branches nearby. Verdi peered at their droopy green bodies.
"It's not polite to stare," chided Aggie.
Umbles burped and groaned.
"It's taken nearly 4 weeks for that last lizard to digest. I surely do like lizards, but lizards don't like me."
"Why don't lizards like you?" asked Verdi.
"Don't interrupt," Umbles grumbled.
"Dear me," whined Aggie. "If I don't shed soon, this itchy skin will drive me bananas."
Verdi tapped a tune with his tail as he waited to speak.
"Stop that, Verdi. It makes me nervous," Ribbon complained. "Besides, you'll never grow up to be properly green, always interrupting and constantly fidgeting."
Saturday, 22nd April. £119. Cigarettes, 0. Alcohol units, 0. Calories, 1,800. Today is a historic and joyous day. After 18 years of trying to get down to £119, I have finally achieved it. It is no trick of the scales, but confirmed by genes. I am thin. There's no reliable explanation. I've been to the gym twice in the last week, but that, though rare, is not freakish. I've eaten normally. It is a miracle. Rang Tom, who said, maybe I have a tapeworm. The way to get rid of it, he said, is to hold a bowl of warm milk and a pencil in front of my mouth. Tapeworms love warm milk, apparently. They love it. Open my mouth. Then, when the worm's head appears, wrap it carefully round the pencil. Listen, I told him, this tapeworm is staying. I love my new tapeworm. Not only am I thin, but I no longer want to smoke or glug wine. Are you in love? Asked Tom in a suspicious, jealous tone. He's always like this. It's not that he wants to be with me, because obviously he is a homosexual. But if you are single, the last thing you want is your best friend forming a functional relationship with somebody else. I racked my brains, then stopped. Shocked by a sudden, stunning realization. I am not in love with Daniel anymore. I am free. It is a truth, universally acknowledged, that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. However little known the feelings or views of such a man may be on his first entering a neighbourhood, this truth is so well fixed in the minds of the surrounding families that he is considered as the rightful property of someone or other of their daughters.
"My dear Mr. Bennet," said his lady to him one day, "have you heard that Netherfield Park is let at last?"
Mr. Bennet replied that he had not.
"But it is," returned she, "for Mrs. Long has just been here and she told me all about it."
Mr. Bennet made no answer.
"Do not you want to know who has taken it?" cried his wife impatiently.
"You want to tell me, and I have no objection to hearing it." This was invitation enough.
"Why, my dear, you must know. Mrs. Long says that Netherfield is taken by a young man of large fortune from the north of England, that he came down on Monday in a chaise and four to see the place, and was so much delighted with it that he agreed with Mr. Morris immediately that he is to take possession before Michaelmas, and some of his servants are to be in the house by the end of next week."
"What is his name?"
"Bingley. Is he married or single? Oh, single, my dear, to be sure. A single man of large fortune, 4,000 or 5,000 a year. What a fine thing for our girls.